Psalm 101, a psalm by David. I will sing of loving kindness and justice. To you, Yahweh, I will sing praises. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a blameless heart. I will set no vile thing before my eyes. I hate the deeds of faithless men. They will not cling to me. A perverse heart will be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. I will silence whoever secretly slanders his neighbor. I won't tolerate one who is haughty and conceited. My eyes will be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he will serve me. He who practices deceit won't dwell within my house. He who speaks falsehood won't be established before my eyes. Morning by morning I will destroy all the wicked of the land, to cut off all the workers of iniquity from Yahweh's city. Psalm 102, a prayer of the afflicted, when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint before Yahweh. Hear my prayer, Yahweh. Let my cry come to you. Don't hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear to me. Answer me quickly in the day when I call. For my days consume away like smoke. My bones are burned as a firebrand. My heart is blighted like grass and withered, for I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones stick to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I have become as an owl of the waste places. I watch and have become like a sparrow that is alone on the housetop. My enemies reproach me all day. Those who are mad at me use my name as a curse. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mixed my drink with tears. Because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have taken me up and thrown me away. My days are like a long shadow. I have withered like grass. But you, Yahweh, will abide forever. Your renown endures to all generations. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for it is time to have pity on her. Yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and have pity on her dust. So the nations will fear the name of Yahweh, all the kings of the earth your glory. For Yahweh has built up Zion. He has appeared in his glory. He has responded to the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come. A people which will be created will praise Yah. For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven Yahweh saw the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoner, to free those who are condemned to death, that men may declare the name of Yahweh in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together, the kingdoms to serve Yahweh. He weakened my strength along the course. He shortened my days. I said, My God, don't take me away in the midst of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, all of them will wear out like a garment. You will change them like a cloak, and they will be changed. But you are the same. Your years will have no end. The children of your servants will continue. Their seed will be established before you. Psalm 103 by David. Praise Yahweh, my soul. All that is within me, praise his holy name. Praise Yahweh, my soul, and don't forget all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your desire with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahweh executes righteous acts and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. He will not always accuse, neither will he stay angry forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us for our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father has compassion on his children, so Yahweh has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are made. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. Its place remembers it no more. But Yahweh's loving kindness is from everlasting to everlasting with those who fear him, his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant, to those who remember to obey his precepts. Yahweh has established his throne in the heavens. His kingdom rules over all. Praise Yahweh, you angels of his, who are mighty in strength, who fulfill his word, obeying the voice of his word. Praise Yahweh, all you hosts of his, you servants of his who do his pleasure. Praise Yahweh, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Praise Yahweh, my soul. Psalm 104. Bless Yahweh, my soul. Yahweh, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. He covers himself with light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks on the wings of the wind. He makes his messengers winds, his servants flames of fire. He laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a cloak. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hurried away. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place which you had assigned to them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they don't turn again to cover the earth. He sends forth springs into the valleys. They run among the mountains. They give drink to every animal of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by them. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his chambers. The earth is filled with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. Wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face to shine, and bread that strengthens man's heart. Yahweh's trees are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon which he has planted, where the bird makes their nest, the stork makes its home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats, the rocks are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows when to set. You make darkness, and it is night, in which all the animals of the forest prowl. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises, and they steal away and lay down in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to his labor until the evening. Yahweh, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, great and wide, in which are innumerable living things, both small and large animals. There the ships go, and Leviathan, whom you form to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. You give to them, they gather. You open your hand, they are satisfied with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die, and return to the dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created. You renew the face of the ground. Let the glory of Yahweh endure forever. Let Yahweh rejoice in his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to Yahweh as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have any being. Let your meditation be sweet to him. I will rejoice in Yahweh. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth. Let the wicked be no more. Bless Yahweh, my soul. Praise Yah. Psalm 105. Give thanks to Yahweh. Call on his name. Make his doings known among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his marvelous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek Yahweh rejoice. Seek Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. You seed of Abraham his servant, you children of Jacob his chosen ones. He is Yahweh our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, his oath to Isaac. And confirm the same to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, To you I will give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few men in number, yes, very few, and sojourners in it, they went about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He allowed no one to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes. Don't touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. He called for a famine on the land. He destroyed the food supplies. He sent a man before them. Joseph was sold for a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was locked in irons, until the time that his word happened, and Yahweh's word proved him true. The king sent and freed him, even the ruler of peoples, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house, and ruler of all his possessions, to discipline his princes at his pleasure, and to teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt. Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their adversaries. He turned their heart to hate his people, to conspire against his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed miracles among them, and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark. They didn't rebel against his words. He turned their waters into blood and killed their fish. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and swarms of flies came, and lice in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain, with lightning in their land. He struck their vines and also their fig trees, and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locust came, and the grasshoppers without number, ate up every plant in their land, and ate up the fruit of their ground. He struck also the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their manhood. He brought them forth with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen on them. He spread a cloud for a covering, fire to give light in the night. They asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of the sky. He opened the rock, and waters gushed out. They ran as a river in the dry places. For he remembered his holy word, and Abraham his servant. He brought forth his people with joy, his chosen with singing. He gave them the lands of the nations. They took the labor of the peoples in possession, that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise Yah. Psalm 106. Praise Yahweh. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of Yahweh, or fully declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice. Blessed is one who does what is right at all times. Remember me, Yahweh, with the favor that you show to your people. Visit me with your salvation, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers didn't understand your wonders in Egypt. They didn't remember the multitude of your loving kindnesses, but were rebellious at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up, so he led them through the depths as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their adversaries. There was not one of them left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They didn't wait for his counsel, but gave in to craving in the desert and tested God in the wasteland. He gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, Yahweh's saint. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram. A fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb, and worshipped a molten image. Thus they exchanged their glory for an image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had Moses his chosen not stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, so that he wouldn't destroy them. Yes, they despised the pleasant land. They didn't believe his word, but murmured in their tents and didn't listen to Yahweh's voice. Therefore he swore to them that he would overthrow them in the wilderness, that he would overthrow their seed among the nations and scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also to Baal Peor and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds. The plague broke in on them. Then Phinehas stood up and executed judgment, so the plague was stopped. That was credited to him for righteousness for all generations to come. They angered him also at the waters of Meribah, so that Moses was troubled for their sakes. Because they were rebellious against his spirit, he spoke rashly with his lips. They didn't destroy the peoples as Yahweh commanded them, but mixed themselves with the nations and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. Yes, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their works, and prostituted themselves in their deeds. Therefore Yahweh burned with anger against his people. He abhorred his inheritance. He gave them into the hand of the nations. Those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them. They were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they were rebellious in their counsel, and were brought low in their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their distress when he heard their cry. He remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. He made them also to be pitied by all those who carried them captive. Save us, Yahweh our God. Gather us from among the nations, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise Yah. Psalm 107. Give thanks to Yahweh, for He is good, for His loving kindness endures forever. Let the redeemed by Yahweh say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way, they found no city to live in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried to Yahweh in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. He led them also by a straight way, that they might go to a city to live in. Let them praise Yahweh for His loving kindness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfies the longing soul, He fills the hungry soul with good. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried to Yahweh in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their bonds in sunder. Let them praise Yahweh for His loving kindness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He has broken the gates of brass, and cut through bars of iron. Fools are afflicted because of their disobedience, and because of their iniquities. Their soul abhors all kind of food. They draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry to Yahweh in their trouble. He saves them out of their distresses. He sends His word and heals them and delivers them from their graves. Let them praise Yahweh for His loving kindness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with singing. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business in great waters, these see Yahweh's works and His wonders in the deep. For He commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up its waves. They mount up to the sky, they go down again to the depths. Their soul melts away because of trouble. They reel back and forth and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry to Yahweh in their trouble, and He brings them out of their distress. He makes the storm a calm, so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because it is calm. So He brings them to their desired haven. Let them praise Yahweh for His loving kindness, for His wonderful works for the children of men. Let them exalt Him also in the assembly of the people, and praise Him in the seat of the elders. He turns rivers into a desert, water springs into a thirsty ground, and a fruitful land into a salt waste, for the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He turns a desert into a pool of water, and dry land into water springs. There he makes the hungry live, that they may prepare a city to live in, sow fields, plant vineyards, and reap the fruits of increase. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly. He doesn't allow their cattle to decrease. Again they are diminished and bowed down, through oppression, trouble, and sorrow. He pours contempt on princes, and causes them to wander in a trackless waste. Yet he lifts the needy out of their affliction, and increases their families like a flock. The upright will see it and be glad, all the wicked will shut their mouths. Whoever is wise will pay attention to these things, they will consider the loving kindnesses of Yahweh. Psalm 108. A song. A psalm by David. My heart is steadfast, God. I will sing and I will make music with my soul. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. I will give thanks to you, Yahweh, among the nations. I will sing praises to you among the peoples. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. That your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand and answer us. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is my helmet, Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washpot, I will toss my sandal on Edom, I will shout over Philistia. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who has led me to Edom? Haven't you rejected us, God? You don't go forth, God, with our armies. Give us help against the enemy, for the help of man is vain. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who will tread down our enemies. Psalm 109. For the chief musician, a psalm by David. God of my praise, don't remain silent. For they have opened the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of deceit against me. They have spoken to me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my adversaries, but I am in prayer. They have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set a wicked man over him, let an adversary stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him come forth guilty. Let his prayer be turned into sin. Let his days be few. Let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. Let his children be wandering beggars. Let them be sought from their ruins. Let the creditor seize all that he has. Let strangers plunder the fruit of his labor. Let there be none to extend kindness to him. Neither let there be any to have pity on his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off. In the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered by Yahweh. Don't let the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before Yahweh continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because he didn't remember to show kindness, but persecuted the poor and needy man, the broken in heart, to kill them. Yes, he loved cursing, and it came to him. He didn't delight in blessing, and it was far from him. He clothed himself also with cursing as with his garment. It came into his inward parts like water, like oil into his bones. Let it be to him as the clothing with which he covers himself, for the belt that is always around him. This is the reward of my adversaries from Yahweh, of those who speak evil against my soul. But deal with me, Yahweh the Lord, for your name's sake. Because your loving kindness is good, deliver me, for I am poor and needy. My heart is wounded within me. I will fade away like an evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting. My body is thin and lacks fat. I have also become a reproach to them. When they see me, they shake their head. Help me, Yahweh my God. Save me according to your loving kindness, that they may know that this is your hand, that you, Yahweh, have done it. They may curse, but you bless. When they arise, they will be put to shame, but your servant shall rejoice. Let my adversaries be clothed with dishonor. Let them cover themselves with their own shame as with a robe. I will give great thanks to Yahweh with my mouth. Yes, I will praise Him among the multitude. For He will stand at the right hand of the needy to save him from those who judge his soul. Psalm 110, a psalm by David. Yahweh says to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool for your feet. Yahweh will send forth the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people offer themselves willingly in the day of your power, in holy array. Out of the womb of the morning you have the dew of your youth. Yahweh has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings in the day of His wrath. He will judge among the nations. He will heap up dead bodies. He will crush the ruler of the whole earth. He will drink of the brook in the way. Therefore He will lift up His head. Psalm 111. Praise Yah. I will give thanks to Yahweh with my whole heart, in the council of the upright and in the congregation. Yahweh's works are great, pondered by all those who delight in them. His work is honor and majesty. His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wonderful works to be remembered. Yahweh is gracious and merciful. He has given food to those who fear Him. He always remembers His covenant. He has shown His people the power of His works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of His hands are truth and justice. All His precepts are sure. They are established forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to His people. He has ordained His covenant forever. His name is holy and awesome. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. All those who do His work have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Psalm 112. Praise Yah! Blessed is the man who fears Yahweh, who delights greatly in His commandments. His seed will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in His house. His righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright, gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals graciously and lends. He will maintain his cause in judgment, for he will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. He will not be afraid of evil news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in Yahweh. His heart is established. He will not be afraid in the end when he sees his adversaries. He has dispersed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. Psalm 113. Praise Yah! Praise you servants of Yahweh! Praise the name of Yahweh! Blessed be the name of Yahweh, from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised. Yahweh is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like Yahweh our God, who has His seat on high, who stoops down to see in heaven and in the earth? He raises up the poor out of the dust, lifts up the needy from the ash heap, that He may set him with princes, even with the princes of His people. He settles the barren woman in her home as a joyful mother of children. Praise Yah! Psalm 114. When Israel went forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of foreign language, Judah became His sanctuary, Israel His dominion. The sea saw it and fled. The Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What was it, you sea, that you fled? You Jordan, that you turned back? You mountains, that you skipped like rams, you little hills like lambs? Tremble, you earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of waters. Psalm 115. Not to us, Yahweh, not to us, but to your name give glory, for your loving kindness and for your truth's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God now?" But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they don't speak. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have noses, but they don't smell. They have hands, but they don't feel. They have feet, but they don't walk. Neither do they speak through their throat. Those who make them will be like them, yes, everyone who trusts in them. Israel, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. House of Aaron, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. You who fear Yahweh, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. Yahweh remembers us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear Yahweh, both small and great. May Yahweh increase you more and more, you and your children. Blessed are you by Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the heavens of Yahweh, but the earth he has given to the children of men. The dead don't praise Yah, neither any who go down into silence. But we will bless Yah from this time forth and forevermore. Praise Yah. Psalm 116. I love Yahweh because he listens to my voice and my cries for mercy. Because he has turned his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death surrounded me, the pains of Sheol got a hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of Yahweh. Yahweh, I beg you, deliver my soul. Gracious is Yahweh and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. Yahweh preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for Yahweh has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before Yahweh in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I said, I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What will I give to Yahweh for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of Yahweh. I will pay my vows to Yahweh, yes, in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. Yahweh, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have freed me from my chains. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of Yahweh. I will pay my vows to Yahweh, yes, in the presence of all his people. In the courts of Yahweh's house, in the midst of you, Jerusalem, praise Yah. Psalm 117. Praise Yahweh, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For his loving kindness is great toward us. Yahweh's faithfulness endures forever. Praise Yah. Psalm 118. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Let Israel now say that his loving kindness endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his loving kindness endures forever. Now let those who fear Yahweh say that his loving kindness endures forever. Out of my distress I called on Yah. Yah answered me with freedom. Yahweh is on my side. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Yahweh is on my side among those who help me. Therefore I will look in triumph at those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to put confidence in man. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to put confidence in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of Yahweh I cut them off. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me. In the name of Yahweh I indeed cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They are quenched like the burning thorns. In the name of Yahweh I cut them off. You pushed me back hard to make me fall, but Yahweh helped me. Yah is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly. The right hand of Yahweh is exalted. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly. I will not die but live and declare Yah's works. Yah has punished me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will enter into them. I will give thanks to Yah. This is the gate of Yahweh. The righteous will enter into it. I will give thanks to You, for You have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that Yahweh has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save us now, we beg You, Yahweh. Yahweh, we beg You now, send prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed You out of the house of Yahweh. Yahweh is God, and He has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords even to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to You. You are my God, I will exalt You. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for He is good, for His loving kindness endures forever. Psalm 119. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to Yahweh's law. Blessed are those who keep His statutes, who seek Him with their whole heart. Yes, they do nothing wrong, they walk in His ways. You have commanded Your precepts, that we should fully obey them. Oh, that my ways were steadfast to obey Your statutes! Then I wouldn't be put to shame when I consider all of Your commandments. I will give thanks to You with uprightness of heart when I learn Your righteous judgments. I will observe Your statutes. Don't utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to Your word. With my whole heart I have sought You. Don't let me wander from Your commandments. I have hidden Your word in my heart that I might not sin against You. Blessed are You, Yahweh. Teach me Your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the ordinances of Your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on Your precepts and consider Your ways. I will delight myself in Your statutes. I will not forget Your word. Do good to Your servant. I will live and I will obey Your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things out of Your law. I am a stranger on the earth. Don't hide Your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for Your ordinances at all times. You have rebuked the proud who are cursed, who wander from Your commandments. Take reproach and contempt away from me, for I have kept Your statutes. Though princes sit and slander me, Your servant will meditate on Your statutes. Indeed, Your statutes are my delight and my counselors. My soul is laid low in the dust. Revive me according to Your word. I declared my ways, and You answered me. Teach me Your statutes. Let me understand the teaching of Your precepts. Then I will meditate on Your wondrous works. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to Your word. Keep me from the way of deceit. Grant me Your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart on Your law. I cling to Your statutes, Yahweh. Don't let me be put to shame. I run in the path of Your commandments, for You have set my heart free. Teach me, Yahweh, the way of Your statutes. I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep Your law. Yes, I will obey it with my whole heart. Direct me in the path of Your commandments, for I delight in them. Turn my heart toward Your statutes, not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from looking at worthless things. Revive me in Your ways. Fulfill Your promise to Your servant, that You may be feared. Take away my disgrace that I dread, for Your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for Your precepts. Revive me in Your righteousness. Let Your loving kindness also come to me, Yahweh, Your salvation according to Your word. So I will have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in Your word. Don't snatch the word of truth out of my mouth, for I put my hope in Your ordinances. So I will obey Your law continually, forever and ever. I will walk in liberty, for I have sought Your precepts. I will also speak of Your statutes before kings, and will not be put to shame. I will delight myself in Your commandments, because I love them. I reach out my hands for your commandments, which I love. I will meditate on your statutes. Remember your word to your servant, because you gave me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has revived me. The arrogant mock me excessively, but I don't swerve from your law. I remember your ordinances of old, Yahweh, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold on me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house where I live. I have remembered your name, Yahweh, in the night, and I obey your law. This is my way that I keep your precepts. Yahweh is my portion. I promise to obey your words. I sought your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I considered my ways and turned my steps to your statutes. I will hurry and not delay to obey your commandments. The ropes of the wicked bind me, but I won't forget your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a friend of those who fear you, of those who observe your precepts. The earth is full of your loving kindness, Yahweh. Teach me your statutes. Do good to your servant according to your word, Yahweh. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I observe your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have smeared a lie upon me. With my whole heart I will keep your precepts. Their heart is as callous as the fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. Your hands have made me and formed me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will see me and be glad, because I have put my hope in your word. Yahweh, I know that your judgments are righteous, that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Please let your loving kindness be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be put to shame, for they have overthrown me wrongfully. I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me. They will know your statutes. Let my heart be blameless toward your decrees, that I may not be put to shame. My soul faints for your salvation. I hope in your word. My eyes fail for your word. I say, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke. I don't forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, contrary to your law. All of your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. They had almost wiped me from the earth, but I didn't forsake your precepts. Preserve my life according to your loving kindness, so I will obey the statutes of your mouth. Yahweh, your word is settled in heaven forever. Your faithfulness is to all generations. You have established the earth and it remains. Your laws remain to this day, for all things serve you. Unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for with them you have revived me. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me. I will consider your statutes. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commands are boundless. How I love your law! It is my meditation all day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for your commandments are always with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have kept your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil way, that I might observe your word. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you have taught me. How sweet are your promises to my taste, more than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light for my path. I have sworn and have confirmed it, that I will obey your righteous ordinances. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, Yahweh, according to your word. Accept, I beg you, the willing offerings of my mouth. Yahweh, teach me your ordinances. My soul is continually in my hand, yet I won't forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I haven't gone astray from your precepts. I have taken your testimonies as a heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have set my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. I hate double-minded men, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I will be safe, and will have respect for your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is in vain. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you. I am afraid of your judgments. I have done what is just and righteous. Don't leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Don't let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail looking for your salvation, for your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your loving kindness. Teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. It is time to act, Yahweh, for they break your law. Therefore I love your commandments more than gold, yes, more than pure gold. Therefore I consider all of your precepts to be right. I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth wide and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Establish my footsteps in your word. Don't let any iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, so I will observe your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant. Teach me your statutes. Streams of tears run down my eyes, because they don't observe your law. You are righteous, Yahweh. Your judgments are upright. You have commended your statutes in righteousness. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, because my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. I am small and despised. I don't forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold of me. Your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. I have called with my whole heart. Answer me, Yahweh. I will keep your statutes. I have called to you. Save me. I will obey your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I put my hope in your words. My eyes stay open through the night watches, that I might meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Revive me, Yahweh, according to your ordinances. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, Yahweh. All your commandments are truth. Of old I have known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I don't forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they don't seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, Yahweh. Revive me according to your ordinances. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries. I haven't swerved from your testimonies. I look at the faithless with loathing, because they don't observe your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, Yahweh, according to your loving kindness. All of your words are truth. Every one of your righteous ordinances endures forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood. I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous ordinances. Those who love your law have great peace. Nothing causes them to stumble. I have hoped for your salvation, Yahweh. I have done your commandments. My soul has observed your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I have observed your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, Yahweh. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Let my lips utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. Let my tongue sing of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I have longed for your salvation, Yahweh. Your law is my delight. Let my soul live that I may praise you. Let your ordinances help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I don't forget your commandments. Psalm 120. In my distress I cried to Yahweh. He answered me. Deliver my soul, Yahweh, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What will be given to you, and what will be done more to you, you deceitful tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I live in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. My soul has had her dwelling too long with him who hates peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Yahweh is your keeper. Yahweh is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh will keep you from all evil. He will keep your soul. Yahweh will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let's go to Yahweh's house." Our feet are standing within your gates, Jerusalem, Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, even Yah's tribes, according to an ordinance for Israel, to give thanks to the name of Yahweh. For there are set the thrones for judgment, the thrones of David's house. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love you will prosper. Peace be within your walls, and prosperity within your palaces. For my brothers and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of Yahweh our God, I will seek your good. Psalm 123. To you I do lift up my eyes, you who sit in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to Yahweh our God, until he has mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Yahweh, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scoffing of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. Psalm 124. If it had not been Yahweh who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been Yahweh who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us, the stream would have gone over our soul. Then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be Yahweh, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 125. Those who trust in Yahweh are as Mount Zion, which can't be moved but remains forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so Yahweh surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness won't remain over the allotment of the righteous, so that the righteous won't use their hands to do evil. Do good, Yahweh, to those who are good, to those who are upright in their hearts. But as for those who turn aside to their crooked ways, Yahweh will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be on Israel. Psalm 126. When Yahweh brought back those who returned to Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouths were filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, Yahweh has done great things for them. Yahweh has done great things for us, and we are glad. Restore our fortunes again, Yahweh, like the streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed for sowing, will assuredly come again with joy, carrying his sheaves. Psalm 127. Unless Yahweh builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless Yahweh watches over the city, the watchman guards it in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to stay up late eating the bread of toil, for he gives sleep to his loved ones. Behold, children are a heritage of Yahweh, the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They won't be put to shame when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears Yahweh, who walks in his ways. For you will eat the labor of your hands. You will be happy and it will be well with you. Your wife will be as a fruitful vine in the innermost parts of your house, your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 129. Many times they have afflicted me from my youth up, let Israel now say. Many times they have afflicted me from my youth up, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed on my back, they made their furrows long. Yahweh is righteous, he has cut apart the cords of the wicked. Let them be put to shame and turned backward, all those who hate Zion. Let them be as the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper doesn't fill his hand, nor he who binds sheaves his bosom. Neither do those who go by say, the blessing of Yahweh be on you. We bless you in the name of Yahweh. Psalm 130. Out of the depths I have cried to you, Yahweh. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my petitions. If you, Yah, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, therefore you are feared. I wait for Yahweh. My soul waits, I hope, in his word. My soul longs for the Lord more than watchmen long for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. Israel, hope in Yahweh, for with Yahweh there is loving kindness, with him is abundant redemption. He will redeem Israel from all their sins. Psalm 131. Yahweh, my heart isn't haughty, nor my eyes lofty, nor do I concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. Surely I have stilled and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. Israel, hope in Yahweh, from this time forth and forevermore. Psalm 132. Yahweh remembered David in all his affliction, how he swore to Yahweh and vowed to the Mighty One of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the structure of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids, until I find out a place for Yahweh, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the field of Jaar. We will go into his dwelling place. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, Yahweh, into your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness. Let your saints shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, don't turn away the face of your anointed one. Yahweh has sworn to David in truth. He will not turn from it. I will set the fruit of your body on your throne. If your children will keep my covenant, my testimony that I will teach them, their children also will sit on your throne forevermore. For Yahweh has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will live, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Her priest I will also clothe with salvation. Her saints will shout aloud for joy. There I will make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but on himself his crown will be resplendent. Psalm 133. See how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head that ran down on the beard, even Aaron's beard that came down on the edge of his robes, like the dew of Hermon that comes down on the hills of Zion, for there Yahweh gives the blessing, even life forevermore. Psalm 134. Look, praise Yahweh, all you servants of Yahweh, who stand by night in Yahweh's house. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, praise Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you from Zion, even He who made heaven and earth. Psalm 135. Praise Yah, praise the name of Yahweh, praise Him, you servants of Yahweh. You who stand in the house of Yahweh, in the courts of our God's house, praise Yah, for Yahweh is good. Sing praises to His name, for that is pleasant. For Yah has chosen Jacob for Himself, Israel for His own possession. For I know that Yahweh is great, that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever Yahweh pleased, that He has done, in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deeps. Who causes the clouds to rise from the ends of the earth, who makes lightnings with the rain, who brings forth the wind out of His treasuries, who struck the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and animal, who sent signs and wonders into the midst of you, Egypt, on Pharaoh and on all his servants, who struck many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for a heritage to Israel, his people. Your name, Yahweh, endures forever. Your renown, Yahweh, throughout all generations. For Yahweh will judge His people and have compassion on His servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they can't speak. They have eyes, but they can't see. They have ears, but they can't hear. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them. Yes, everyone who trusts in them. House of Israel, praise Yahweh. House of Aaron, praise Yahweh. House of Levi, praise Yahweh. You who fear Yahweh, praise Yahweh. Blessed be Yahweh from Zion, who dwells at Jerusalem. Praise Yah. Psalm 136. Give thanks to Yahweh, for He is good, for His loving kindness endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for His loving kindness endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His loving kindness endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, for His loving kindness endures forever. To Him who by understanding made the heavens, for His loving kindness endures forever. To Him who spread out the earth above the waters, for His loving kindness endures forever. To Him who made the great lights, for His loving kindness endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for His loving kindness endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His loving kindness endures forever. To Him who struck down the Egyptian firstborn, for His loving kindness endures forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for His loving kindness endures forever. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for His loving kindness endures forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea apart, for His loving kindness endures forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for His loving kindness endures forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for His loving kindness endures forever. To Him who led His people through the wilderness, for His loving kindness endures forever. To Him who struck great kings, for His loving kindness endures forever, and killed mighty kings, for His loving kindness endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for His loving kindness endures forever. Og, king of Bashan, for His loving kindness endures forever, and gave their land as an inheritance, for His loving kindness endures forever, even a heritage to Israel His servant, for His loving kindness endures forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for His loving kindness endures forever, and has delivered us from our adversaries, for His loving kindness endures forever. Who gives food to every creature, for His loving kindness endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for His loving kindness endures forever. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yes, we wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows in the midst of it, we hung up our harps. For there those who led us captive asked us for songs. Those who tormented us demanded songs of joy. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing Yahweh's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I don't remember you, if I don't prefer Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, Yahweh, against the children of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to its foundation. Daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, he will be happy who rewards you as you have served us. Happy shall he be who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock. Psalm 138 by David. I will give you thanks with my whole heart. Before the gods I will sing praises to you. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and for your truth. For you have exalted your name and your word above all. In the day that I called, you answered me. You encouraged me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth will give you thanks, Yahweh, for they have heard the words of your mouth. Yes, they will sing of the ways of Yahweh, for great is Yahweh's glory. For though Yahweh is high, yet he looks after the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Your right hand will save me. Yahweh will fulfill that which concerns me. Your loving kindness, Yahweh, endures forever. Don't forsake the works of your own hands. Psalm 139, for the chief musician, a psalm by David. Yahweh, you have searched me, and you know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, Yahweh, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before. You laid your hand on me. This knowledge is beyond me. It's lofty. I can't attain it. Where could I go from your spirit? Or where could I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and settle in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will hold me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, the light around me will be night. Even the darkness doesn't hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness is like light to you. For you formed my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. My soul knows that very well. My frame wasn't hidden from you when I was made in secret, woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my body. In your book they were all written, the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. If only you, God, would kill the wicked. Get away from me, you bloodthirsty men! For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Yahweh, don't I hate those who hate you? Am I not grieved with those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. They have become my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Psalm 140, for the chief musician, a psalm by David. Deliver me, Yahweh, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. Those who devise mischief in their hearts, they continually gather themselves together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Viper's poison is under their lips. Yahweh, keep me from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent men who have determined to trip my feet. The proud have hidden a snare for me. They have spread the cords of a net by the path. They have set traps for me. I said to Yahweh, You are my God. Listen to the cry of my petitions, Yahweh. Yahweh, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, You have covered my head in the day of battle. Yahweh, don't grant the desires of the wicked. Don't let their evil plans succeed, or they will become proud. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall on them. Let them be thrown into the fire, into miry pits from where they never rise. An evil speaker won't be established in the earth. Evil will hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that Yahweh will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the needy. Surely the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence. Psalm 141, a psalm by David. Yahweh, I have called on you. Come to me quickly. Listen to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be set before you like incense, the lifting up of my hands like the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, Yahweh, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Don't incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice deeds of wickedness with men who work iniquity. Don't let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me. It is kindness. Let him reprove me. It is like oil on the head. Don't let my head refuse it. Yet my prayer is always against evil deeds. Their judges are thrown down by the sides of the rock. They will hear my words, for they are well spoken. As when one plows and breaks up the earth, our bones are scattered at the mouth of Sheol. For my eyes are on you, Yahweh the Lord. In you I take refuge. Don't leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snare which they have laid for me, from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall together into their own nets while I pass by. Psalm 142, a contemplation by David when he was in the cave, a prayer. I cry with my voice to Yahweh. With my voice I ask Yahweh for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. I tell him my troubles. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have hidden a snare for me. Look on my right and see, for there is no one who is concerned for me. Refuge has fled from me. No one cares for my soul. I cried to you, Yahweh. I said, You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than me. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will be good to me. Psalm 143, a psalm by David. Hear my prayer, Yahweh. Listen to my petitions. In your faithfulness and righteousness, relieve me. Don't enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no man living is righteous. For the enemy pursues my soul. He has struck my life down to the ground. He has made me live in dark places, as those who have been long dead. Therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your doings. I contemplate the work of your hands. I spread forth my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Hurry to answer me, Yahweh. My spirit fails. Don't hide your face from me, so that I don't become like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, Yahweh, from my enemies. I flee to you to hide me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, Yahweh, for your name's sake. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. In your loving kindness, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. Psalm 144 by David. Blessed be Yahweh, my rock, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to battle. my loving kindness, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Yahweh, what is man that you care for him, or the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a shadow that passes away. Part your heavens, Yahweh, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they will smoke. Throw out lightning and scatter them. Send out your arrows and rout them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, out of the hands of foreigners, whose mouths speak deceit, whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, God. On a 10-stringed lyre, I will sing praises to you. You are he who gives salvation to kings, who rescues David his servant from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me out of the hands of foreigners, whose mouths speak deceit, whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Then our sons will be like well-nurtured plants, our daughters like pillars carved to adorn a palace. Our barns are full, filled with all kinds of provision. Our sheep bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields. Our oxen will pull heavy loads. There is no breaking in and no going away and no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a situation. Happy are the people whose God is Yahweh. Psalm 145, a praise psalm by David. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you. I will extol your name forever and ever. Great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will commend your works to another, and will declare your mighty acts. Of the glorious majesty of your honor, of your wondrous works, I will meditate. Men will speak of the might of your awesome acts. I will declare your greatness. They will utter the memory of your great goodness, and will sing of your righteousness. Yahweh is gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and of great loving kindness. Yahweh is good to all. His tender mercies are over all his works. All your works will give thanks to you, Yahweh. Your saints will extol you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk about your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, the glory of the majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. Yahweh upholds all who fall and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all wait for you. You give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways and gracious in all his works. Yahweh is near to all those who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Yahweh preserves all those who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of Yahweh. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalm 146. Praise Yah. Praise Yahweh, my soul. While I live, I will praise Yahweh. I will sing praises to my God as long as I exist. Don't put your trust in princes, each a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs and he returns to the earth. And that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in Yahweh his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. Yahweh frees the prisoners. Yahweh opens the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raises up those who are bowed down. Yahweh loves the righteous. Yahweh preserves the sojourners. He upholds the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. Yahweh will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise Yah. Psalm 147. Praise Yah, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and fitting to praise him. Yahweh builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcast of Israel. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. Yahweh upholds the humble. He brings the wicked down to the ground. Sing to Yahweh with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the sky with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass grow on the mountains. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. He doesn't delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. Yahweh takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His loving kindness. Praise Yahweh, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. For He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out His commandment to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool and scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down His hail like pebbles. Who can stand before His cold? He sends out His word and melts them. He causes His wind to blow and the waters flow. He shows His word to Jacob, His statutes and His ordinances to Israel. He has not done this for just any nation. They don't know His ordinances. Praise Yah. Psalm 148. Praise Yah. Praise Yahweh from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens, you waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for He commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which will not pass away. Praise Yahweh from the earth, you great sea creatures in all depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. He has lifted up the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise Yah. Psalm 149. Praise Yahweh. Sing to Yahweh a new song, His praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him who made them. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises to Him with tambourine and harp. For Yahweh takes pleasure in His people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in honor. Let them sing for joy on their beds. May the high praises of God be in their mouths, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. All His saints have this honor. Praise Yah. Psalm 150. Praise Yah. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His heavens for His acts of power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flute. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise Yah. Praise Yah.